Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
I got a hand full of wonder seed. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery. Ain't gonna be green mystery. Do you want marijuana? Do you want marijuana?
95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Spark it up.
I'm feeling merry already.
This one's for the fans right here who download Jet Baker tracks all year on Yahoo, iTunes, MSN. Yeah, all around the world. I got friends. Multi-nation appreciation for cultivation and relaxation. I know what you want and need. I know what you want under the Christmas tree. Doesn't need to be a great big box. You could always use another pair of socks, but that's not what you wanna find.
No way.
You wanna open up and find the kind.
Yeah.
I wanna wish ya a merry, merry marijuana Christmas. I wanna wish ya a merry, merry marijuana Christmas.
Merry, 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 merry marijuana Christmas.
Marijuana Christmas.
And a hempy new year, too. Ha. Wanna wish you all the best, and may all of you and all yours be blessed with happiness and health and prosperity and big, big, big bags of KB. Got something on my Christmas list. I know the perfect gift. This gift won't be returned, and this gift gonna be burned. I wanna wish ya a merry, merry marijuana Christmas. I wanna wish ya a merry, merry marijuana Christmas.
Merry, 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 merry marijuana Christmas. Merry, 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 merry marijuana Christmas.
There you go, that's my holiday scene. I want a new year peaceful and green. If everybody puffed, the world would be tamer. And that's what I think. Now here's the disclaimer. Some assembly may be required to hit up on what you desire. So get cozy, warm, and secluded. Of course, batteries not included. Christmas. I wanna wish ya a merry, merry marijuana Christmas. I wanna wish ya a merry, merry marijuana Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry wanna Christmas.
And a
hempy
New Year, too. Ha.
Alright, here I go.
Run that shit, Pete.
Here I go.
Check it out. Chronic tree with your leaves so sticky green. Chronic tree, so hard to sell, I want you all for me. The bomb is smoked this side of town, LAPD try not to shut me down. Oh, chronic tree, your leaves so green and sticky to me. On the cover of High Time magazine, zigzags, water bones for you, I fiend. Oh, chronic tree, so hard to sell, I want you all for me. From Amsterdam to the CPT, can't wait to pick your stems and seeds. Oh, chronic tree, so hard to sell, I want you all for me. Smoke with your boy one time.
Yeah.
Chronic tree.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Laurice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Monta Williams. And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
All right, am I on? I can't hear myself. Hello, 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 hello. Maybe it's my headphones. I think I'm there. Hello? Is there anybody in there? Or is there anybody out there? I don't know. But I have Pink Floyd news we'll be getting to here in just a few minutes. I know there's Floyd heads out there like me. But, of course, you are listening to WVQC LP, Low Power to the People, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and of course, Radio for the People, by the People. Now, if you want to be a member, like Mima out there, who got her Natural Choice hoodie already for a $30 donation to be a member, along with 20 more, got her the hoodie. We still have some things to give away, of course, if you want to be a member. But if you didn't know what you're listening to, I am the Happy Hemptress, and over there rolling the pot is the Burn Man. And next to him is Mr. Personalities.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Burn Man. How are you doing today?
And we got a Gatewood's book. Free Man in America.
That's right.
Yeah. Join and get the book.
That's right. Now, so that's just for a $30 member? Or are you going to do like a $40 membership, $10 over, so we get a little extra donation?
It's up to you.
Well.
I mean, not you. Up to the guy. First one call.
First call.
You want to throw in $10 extra?
Extra? Okay. All right. So it's left up for an extra donation. Well, then we'll give that number out again, Burn Man. That, of course, is 513-564-9600. For somebody who would like to join our membership, like Mima did.
Hi, Mima.
That's right. And, you know, speaking of that, although I want to tell you real quick about WVQC, I'll be telling you here in a few minutes about what Mima's out there helping us with the new, changed Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, Willie Nelson Teapot Party. So we'll tell you about that here in just a little bit, folks. Mima is one of the folks helping us maintain our site in Facebook, and other folks have joined us as well, so we'll be telling you about that. We had our first meeting last Wednesday here in the tri-state area and decided, because you guys are Kentucky and there was two other folks from Kentucky, maybe we should be Kentucky too. But there is a Kentucky State Teapot Party, so we are Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati. I mean, come on, Cincinnati.
Greater Cincinnati.
Greater Cincinnati, there you go. But, you know, I've always been saying for many, many years now, we're Cincinnati, Kentucky anyway. We're not Cincinnati, Ohio anymore. We seceded from the state of Ohio here in Cincinnati, and you can be arrested for marijuana like Kentucky now.
Man.
So we might as well be Kentucky. And, of course, the joke many, many years ago, well, damn, the Cincinnati airport's in Kentucky, the Ohio River's owned by Kentucky, what more do they need? They might as well just take Cincinnati, too.
You can have it back.
I say, you guys want it? You know, if we did, I could vote for Gatewood in 2011.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Wouldn't it? In all the campaigns he's ran, I've only been able to vote for him once.
Yeah, you could always move over to Covington.
I did that, like I said, a long time ago, and then I came back here. But if you out there are a registered voter or need to be a registered voter, you can get yourself and all your friends registered, and then you can all go to gatewood.com and print out the petition to help them get 5,000 signatures of registered voters in Kentucky before the deadline for the 2011 gubernatorial race coming up in 2011. And you can help get him on the ballot as an independent along with his running mate, D. Riley. And I'm sure that the Teapot Parties, who are, of course, inspired by Willie Nelson, who is a major supporter of Gatewood Galbraith since his first run for governor in 1990-91, has played and headlined three concerts in behalf of his gubernatorial runs in the past. And we hope in the future to get Willie Nelson's interview about what's going on since we've had the pleasure of doing that a couple of times in the 90s during the campaign. So stay tuned and watch for Willie to be on Hemp Rock Radio.
Think we can get him here in the studio?
Probably not in the studio, but we could probably get on the bus with him.
That's cool. Yeah.
and then ask the cops to come on in, and then we'll challenge them again. But we'll also keep you updated, of course, what's going on with Willie's case. That is still pending. But we are now, again, the new Cincinnati, Greater Cincinnati, of course, Northern Kentucky Willie Nelson Teapot Party, and we'll be talking more about some of the things that are the goals of the national organization and what folks can do to help further the cause of legalizing marijuana. And, of course, for all the information, you can go to the Teapot Party in Facebook. You can also go to celebstoner.com and get information there. Those are the folks leading that. And we'll be having some time in January around the next meeting, Steve Bloom on Hemp Rock Radio. who is the founder of Celeb Stoner and former writer and editor of High Times Magazine. We'll be getting him on in the future as well, in the new year, that is. Now, back to the station you're listening to, of course. It is Hemp, I mean, I am Hemp Rock Radio. We are Hemp Rock Radio. But we are also WVQC.org. And there are a lot of things that you can do besides being a member. 513-564-9600, like I said. Come on. Burnman's got a Gatewood book for you. Last Free Man in America. And you didn't even know he was called that for how many years now, Burnman? He's been using that word, her title,
well,
rather.
Since I've seen the book.
Right.
First come out with a book.
That's what a lot of people think that. He had been using that name for himself, or somebody coined that name for him, early 90s at least, and that's why it became the title of the book. Still, he represents the last free man in America. He, like some of us, you know, are brave enough to go around, come out of the closet and say, hey, I smoke pot. What are you going to do? So you'll arrest me. I'll still fight it. And I got a story that we're going to talk about here in the show on the topic of how one of the strategies are that you can win a case against marijuana in the courts.
Well, Gatewood says it's not a title. He says it's a challenge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly right. But besides being a member of the station, of course, and through the show, you can also become a show. Get certified and have your own show. And you can also be an underwriter. So if you're a business out there in the area and you want to have your business heard on our or other shows, you can be an underwriter for many different very inexpensive fees. You can, of course, check those out at wvqc.org/support. Now, another way you can support WVQC and actually Media Bridges, I guess I can't read it upside down. You can help us win $25,000 for the Film Outside the Lines program. Film Outside the Lines is in the running for $25,000 grant from the Pepsi Refresh Contest. To win the grant, we need your vote. You can vote every day by visiting www.refresheverything.com/FOTL. For Film Outside the Lines. You can also vote via mobile phone by texting 104400 to Pepsi 73774. Again, that's 104400 to Pepsi. And what do you do if you only have a QWERTY pad on your cell phone?
I yell at it.
Hey, where do you watch the film?
Well, I would imagine you can probably go to www.mediabridges.org and get information as well there and click to the links. Oops, click to all the links because that's where it's coming out of that and WVQC. So for you folks out there that are members, you'll get emails about that. Please follow up on that. So please vote for Film Outside the Lines today. Okay. Now, I got a few things that I want to talk about here. This one in particular, we've talked about this a little bit, mentioned things coming out of L.A. where, and I've had regular people walk up to me and go, hey, did you know that L.A. is going to ban dispensaries? There's hundreds of them, and now they want to ban them. Well, guess what, folks? As myself and others have pointed out, if it's not part of their constitution to change what voters have done, guess what? It isn't going to work. And that's exactly what the California judge ruled. Out of L.A., Los Angeles County Superior Court judge has granted a preliminary injunction barring local officials from taking legal action against hundreds of medical cannabis facilities presently operating within the city. The decision finds that the city's six-month-old ordinance seeking to curtail the number of dispensaries operating in L.A. is unconstitutional. It states that the ordinance violated the due process rights of the dispensaries because it shut them down without a hearing, and the privacy rights of patients because it required dispensaries to make records on members available to the police, according to the LA Times. Members of the Los Angeles City Council will most likely attempt to rewrite the ordinance in a manner that complies with the ruling, the LA Times reported. Since the enactment of LA of the LA ordinance in June, over 400 lawsuits, I'm sorry, 40, I guess I'm seeing double here, folks. Bad lighting, bad glasses. Over 40 lawsuits had been filed challenging the constitutionality of the measure. That brief comes from National Normal's News of the Week. And I think that's a fantastic ruling because there is a specific councilman. I really just hate it, you guys, when one lone guy, girl, whatever, on city council or whatever, tries to pick up this bandwagon to make themselves famous by going after something they know is controversial. So one person in the LA City Council says, hey, I think we should shut all these guys down, even if the patients want it and the voters wanted it. We don't want it. We're going to shut it down. So you all, this is how we're going to do it. And guess what? He screwed up. The judge just smacked him down. And now his statement outside of this little article that I read is, well, I guess that means we're just going to have to go back and do it better then. So we're going to do exactly what the judge told us to do. And if they want to do it, we're going to have to do it better. So we're going to go back to the table and we're going to figure out how to shut these people down. It's like, dude, go away. The city of LA, folks, you need to vote this person out off your city council. That's my opinion. Let's see, I'm going to go backwards on my stories here. I've probably got about 4 or 5 stories ready to go over with you about what's going on in Mexico. This has been a hot topic, getting hotter and getting worse. This is out of Guatemala. Guatemala declares a state of siege. Government says northern province has become overrun by Mexican drug trafficking organizations. The Guatemalan government declared a state of siege Sunday in a province it said has become overrun by a Mexican drug trafficking group, the latest sign that Mexico's powerful cartels have extended their reach into foreign lands. The operation, which the government said would last at least a month, targets the northern province of Alta Verapaz, which officials described as a safe haven for Mexico's Los Zetas cartel. Alta Verapaz shares a border with Mexico and Guatemala's lawless El Petén jungles and has long been a transit point for drugs, arms, and people. The declaration gives broad powers to the Guatemalan military, which may now detain suspects without warrants, confiscate weapons, and break up groups seen as subversive. Wow, guys, we could be seen as subversive if they really looked at us.
I mean, yeah, under the Patriot Act.
We're subversives here, folks. Yeah. Such measures are normally meant to combat terror groups or conspiracies against the government. President Alvaro Colom told the Guatemalan radio station Sunday that the measures were necessary to make the region governable again and restore the rule of law, asking for Guatemalans to remain patient. No major fighting was reported in the province on Sunday, and pictures published by the local press showed armed military men stopping vehicles in the streets. Well, one of those stories that are too long. I'll tell you where you can find the rest of that story if you'd like. This comes from Wall Street Journal, folks, this morning. Okay, so if you don't believe the Wall Street Journal, I don't know who you're going to believe. That's one of the reasons why I don't want to go and write my own copy. I like to get other people's copy from the real media and read it to you, folks. I know everybody out there doesn't have time to do this, so I do it for you. That way it isn't, some people can't say, oh, where's your source? Where are you coming up with that? You're making that crap up. Well, no, folks, I'm reading it straight from the Wall Street Journal. And, now, let's see, our next story. Actually, I'm going to save that one. That's the one I like for Burn Man. oh, my goodness. Let's see. I knew as soon as I went to the next one we'd find the other Mexican story. Mexico under siege. Now, that was Guatemala before. Now we're back to Mexico, a little bit north of the border. 12,456 slain in drug war this year, officials say. More than 12,000 people have died this year in Mexico's drug war, officials said, making it the deadliest year since President Calderon launched a government crackdown against traffickers in 2006. The Federal Attorney General's office said 12,456 people were killed through November 30th. Folks, that's 2 weeks ago. Almost three. The overall death toll since the launch of the drug war stands at 30,196, according to figures given to reporters during a year-end breakfast session with Attorney General Arturo Chavez Chavez. That's like Wilson Wilson.
Wilson Wilson.
Smith Smith. Now, the unfortunate part of this, guys, is that most of that number is innocent civilians.
That's always the case. I mean, the people actually doing the wrong, I mean, they're never affected by it.
How many cops died?
I'm sure there's a percentage of that. Some of them are
it's real small.
Some of the numbers are mayors and reporters and chiefs of police and judges. They're killing everybody, not just the innocents. The innocents are also getting robbed and kidnapped, and crazy things are going on. But, you know, and there are some cartels that are killing cartels. But the fear that they're striking, they do to the innocent on purpose. It's just it's out of hand down there. And of course, we all know what's going to end it. What's going to end it, guys?
The U.S.
In the drug war, legalization.
Down there, you just said President. What's his name down?
Calderon.
That he launched the war. He didn't launch it. This the U.S. government launched it.
Absolutely, it's our drug war. It's our
they
drug
have nothing
war
to do. It just gets told what to do down there.
Right. Absolutely. Well, on a positive note, of course, it is Christmas coming up this Saturday. Christmas Eve is Friday.
You know what would make a great present?
What's that?
If they ended the drug war.
Would that not be a fantastic?
That would be an awesome. Hey, America, by the way.
Hey, world. Yeah. How about a Christmas present from the U.S.? They want to be the police of the world. How about being Santa of the world
right
and calling an end to their own stupid,
oppression,
asinine, deadly drug war?
Call a truce for the holidays.
And see, you know, even just a truth for the holidays, what would 2 or 3 days of allowing people to buy and sell drugs legally across the border, I wonder what that would do.
I might actually go back in a bar, because I bet that would be a really happy place, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because for 2 or 3 days, you wouldn't have a chance to set up an establishment.
Right.
It sure would change the ones that are out there now, wouldn't
that,
it?
Boy, would it. Boy, would it. Unbelievable. What a vision. Well, I'll tell you, you are, of course, listening to Hemp Rock Radio, and I did forget to tell you at the top of the show, we are celebrating Christmas this week, and the songs at the top of the show, the first one was a song from Jet Baker. We'll be playing more of his in the show and tomorrow. A lead-off with his Marijuana Christmas. I wanna wish you a merry, merry Christmas.
A merry
Christmas. Thank you. Yeah, the whole album for his Christmas is out there. You can find it on the web. Mm-hmm. And pick that up and support the cause. What's that?
It's tough to find. I mean, it seems like he'd make it easier to buy. It really is hard to find.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I found it really easy
did
last
you
night. Yeah, yeah.
No kidding. You bought the album?
Yeah, uh-huh. We have a copy from him from a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
The third song, of course, now I don't know who those guys were. They were a really cool group of guys, and as I said, I'd really like to party with them, but they didn't have their name where I copied it from YouTube. So if you want to go see their video, you can type in Google or YouTube Chronic Tree. And here are these guys live right there, I think from their recording studio. And I just thought it was great fun, and I wanted to share it with you because I know some of you out there either might not have internet and are on the radio and can't see it or don't have time to go look it up yourself. So we'll dedicate that to everybody out there that likes their Chronic Tree, even the guy in Germany that put up a pot plant for his Christmas tree and got busted.
Really?
Yep, last week. Cops came in and was busted him, and then they went, oh, my God, look at the Christmas tree. It's a pot bush. Anyway, we're going to move forward to another Jet Baker song, and it is Christmas, but I didn't get this in for Hanukkah, so go ahead and roll track number 6, Burn Man. It is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and he's over there rolling the pot, and today, Mr. Personality's smoking it up. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hydro, Hanukkah, and a happy new year on the earth. May all Hi, I'm with the War on Drugs.
And I'm with Leap. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Ah, yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given the prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
Hi, I'm Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
Hi, I'm Cheech Marin, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org.
Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.
That really wasn't Chong.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 200 reds and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 grams of hash, 4 grams of hash, 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 Valiums, 4 grams of hash, 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds, and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 joints of smoking, 5 Valiums, 4 grams of hash, 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds, and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 whites of buzzing, 6 joints of smoking, 5 Valiums, 4 grams of hash, 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds, and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 spoons of snorting, 7 whites of buzzing, 6 joints of smoking, 5 Valiums, 4 grams of hash, 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds, and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 caps of dropping, 8 spoons of snorting, 7 whites of buzzing, 6 joints of smoking, 5 Valiums, 4 grams of hash, 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds, and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 peyote buttons, 9 caps of dropping, 8 spoons of snorting, 7 whites of buzzing, 6 joints of smoking, 5 Valiums, 4 grams of hash, 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds, and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 magic mushrooms, 10 peyote buttons, 9 caps of dropping, 8 spoons of snorting, 7 whites of buzzing, 6 joints of smoking, 5 Valiums, 4 grams of hash, 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds, and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 kids of dripping, 11 magic mushrooms, 10 peyote buttons, 9 caps of dropping, 8 spoons of snorting, 7 whites of buzzing, 6 joints of smoking, 5 Valiums, 4 grams of hash, 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds, and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD.
All right. I love the way Chong's in the background laughing his butt off. I think that's funny. I love that song, and I hope everybody else appreciated it. Of course, it's the 12 Drugs of Christmas from Cheech and Chong. Thought we'd share that with you for the holidays. And, of course, just before that, of course, we're still celebrating Hanukkah, even though Hanukkah's over. We didn't get it in, so we played Jet Baker's Hydro Hanukkah. I mean, Hanukkah's got a Hanukkah bush anyway. Why can't it be a pot bush? Have y'all ever seen a pot plant that looks like a big bush?
Burning bush. Did they burn the bush, or was the bush already burning? Don't know if we should go there.
Some people think it's a mushroom.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. We'll be playing a cut from Cheech and Chong tomorrow, I'll talk about it then, because I love the reference to mushrooms in it for Santa Claus. It's the really, it's very vague. If you don't pay attention, you don't really catch it. And I caught it. I'm like, they know about the mushroom. So tune in tomorrow's show and we'll talk about that. Now, I want to get back to, of course, the topic that we left with about what's going on down in South America and in Mexico. And it was so many people dead, it was ridiculous. Here's one more. This comes from the LA Times, folks. From Saturday afternoon, mother slain at anti-crime vigil in Chihuahua, a woman protesting the release of her child's suspected killer is chased and shot. How's that for justice? Outraged when judges freed the main suspect in her daughter's killing, Marcela Escobibo Ortiz launched a one-woman protest across the street from the government offices in northern Mexico. Now she is dead too. In a brazen killing caught on video, a gunman chased Escobedo and shot her at close range Thursday night in front of the governor's office building in the capital of the Chihuahua state. The slaying drew condemnations from politicians and human rights activists and appeared to be fresh evidence of the impunity with which criminals operate across much of Mexico. Amnesty International blamed the negligence of state and federal authorities for what it called reprisal attacks against activists and relatives of crime victims, the deficiencies in the judicial system in cases of murdered women and girls have been demonstrated once again, the group said in a statement Friday. Escobedo's 16-year-old daughter, Ruby Freyer, was slain and dismembered in 2008. The main suspect was her live-in boyfriend, Sergio Barraza, who was captured a year later in the state of Zacatecas. Although Barraza confessed to the killing, he was exonerated in May by a three-judge panel that found insufficient evidence after a U.S.-style trial with oral arguments in the state capital, also called Chihuahua. Another court reversed the verdict, finding Barraza guilty, but he remains at large. So much for justice in Mexico. What can you say, right?
It's not good.
Not good at all. And then here's another story coming out of Mexico, this also from Saturday from the LA Times. At least 140 escaped prison in Nuevo Laredo. A mass breakout in the border city is the latest in a string of such incidences. At least 140 inmates escaped from a prison of the violence-plagued border state of Tamaulipas, authorities said Friday. The prison's director reportedly disappeared after the escape, which occurred Thursday night in Nuevo Laredo, the latest in a series of escapes across Mexico. Garza Garcia, public safety secretary in Tamaulipas, told a radio station that the escapees probably had help from prison personnel. He said most of the inmates were being held on state charges, but that 58 had been charged with federal crimes, a category that includes drug trafficking and weapons offenses. Garza said the inmates appeared to have escaped through service entrances. None had been reported captured by late Friday. An investigation was underway. Mexico's Interior Ministry condemned the escape and what it called a failure by local authorities to prevent such incidences. Wow. I wonder how many more people are going to die now that those 140 criminals are out. Now, that goes to say that there's a lot of people in Mexican prisons that, because of the corruption and no justice, are innocent. So I hope of the 140, they were all innocent of the crimes and won't go out there and commit more crimes. It's one of those things that you don't know until it happens and you find out later. Wow. I don't know what to say, folks.
I think politicians here should be charged with homicide.
No doubt. Well, let's go on to something more positive. Birdman and I always like to have a debate on how to be tactical when you're charged with marijuana, in whether it's possession or other cases. So I'm going to read two quick stories for you. This is for you specifically, Birdman. This first one comes out of Hawaii, and the story comes from the Hawaii Tribune, as well as the West Hawaii Today, Hawaii Tribune / Herald .com, and the West Hawaii Today .com. You can find these articles there. Charges against medical pot patients dismissed. This is out of Hilo from last Thursday. Drug possession charges against two Big Island medical marijuana patients who were arrested at Hilo International Airport were dismissed Wednesday by District Court Judge Barbara Tikasi. The ruling was cheered by members of the marijuana advocacy group Friends for Justice, who attended the hearing in a show of support. Supporters hope the ruling will set a precedent for other medical marijuana cases on the Big Island, including one to be ruled on January 20th in Kona by District Court Judge Joseph Florinda. But the plaintiffs aren't out of the woods yet. Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Andrew Sun told West Hawaii Today after the hearing he is considering appealing the ruling. Tikasi set a January 12th deadline for appeals. Now, talk about wasting taxpayer dollars. The judge dismissed the case, and this idiot prosecutor who wants to make a name of himself against what people want, of course, is going to spend tax dollars that nobody has. Everybody's broke. They're laying cops and fire departments off across the country, and Hawaii is part of our country, and they're going to appeal a ruling. It boggles the mind about these. One of these idiots going to be gone off this planet?
Who pushes them to do stupid things like that?
When are these greedy-minded people? You know, I'm not a religious person, but will the rapture please come? These folks are going to be gone, according to the book. My goodness. I think it's likely, Sun said when asked if the state will appeal. It's not known what laws or facts Tikasi used to come to her written ruling of dismissal because she did not read it in the courtroom. A clerk in the records department said the court's computer system does not allow access to public records, such as rulings, while court is in session. It would take more than a week before the ruling is available, the clerk said. Donna Goldsworthy, a nurse and well-known Red Cross volunteer, and the other defendant, Alan Lee, were not in the courtroom. Both were fighting second-degree misdemeanor charges of promoting a dangerous drug. Belinda Hill, the public defender representing Goldsworthy and Lee, filed motions to dismiss the charges, although both defendants signed stipulations admitting they were in possession of marijuana. Sun, on the other side of the case, conceded in the stipulation the two had valid medical marijuana certificates, known as blue cards, when they were charged and their marijuana confiscated. The TSA, the Transportation Security, federal agency that screens passengers at airports, doesn't arrest passengers on drug charges but detains them and turns them over to local law enforcement. Let's see. Advocate Matt Rifkin, a member of the Medical Cannabis Working Group, set up by the state legislator, said medical marijuana patients often report problems when they attempt to board planes for inter-island travel. He said at least 5,000 of the approximately 8,000 registered medical marijuana users in the state live on the Big Island. They often need to travel to Honolulu for medical care. I think this happens a fair bit, but people just pay the fine and be done with it, Rifkin said. Goldsworthy, who was in a wheelchair with a broken leg, was detained at the Hilo Airport December 12th in 08 after a pat-down search found 10.2 grams of marijuana in a plastic bag in her waistband, according to the stipulation. Lee was carrying 2.97 ounces, almost 3 ounces, in his checked-in luggage when he was stopped November 6th. State law allows registered medical marijuana patients to possess up to 3 ounces, so they were both under the legal amount. So the key here is what Birdman always likes to make sure people understand is fight. Don't just pay your fine. Fight and stand up for what you believe in. Whether you're medical or not, there is always a good reason to not go in and just say, okay, I'm guilty.
Yeah, when you go down and pay them some money and just bend over and tell them, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you're giving them that money. Well, you're giving them incentive from come out and look for other people.
That's
You're
right.
Paying customers.
That's
now
right.
They need more paying customers.
That's right.
Running all over to pot smokers.
That's right.
We're easy pay.
Right. Now, I'm going to jump to the other story, and then before the top of the hour, I have big, big, big news I want to tell you about radio and what's going on in the land of low-power radio. That was a story that I meant to tell you at the top of the show, but I'm going to save it anyway. But boy, big, big news coming out of low-power radio from our FCC and our Congress and Senate. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, excuse me, folks, here is the other story I would like to share with you guys out there, as well as Burn Man. This comes from Sunday, yesterday, from the Missoulian, which is the Montana newspaper. You can go to the Missoulian.com to get this story. And, of course, jury pool and marijuana case stages mutiny. Another reason to ask for a jury trial when you can. A funny thing happened on the way to a trial in Missoula County District Court last week. Jurors, well, potential jurors, staged a revolt. They took the law into their own hands, as it were, and made it clear they weren't about to convict anybody for having a couple of buds of marijuana. Never mind that the defendant in question also faced a felony charge of criminal distribution of the dangerous drugs. The tiny amount of marijuana police found while searching Torrey Cornell's home on April 23rd became a huge issue for some members of the jury panel. No, they said, one after the other. No way would they convict somebody for having a 16th of an ounce. In fact, one juror wondered why the county was wasting time and money prosecuting the case at all, said a flummoxed deputy Missoula County attorney, Andrew Paul. District Judge Dusty Deschamps took a quick poll as to who might agree. Of the 27 potential jurors before him, maybe five raised their hands. A couple of others had already been excused because of their philosophical objections. I thought, geez, I don't know if we can seat a jury, said Deschamps, who called a recess, and he didn't. During the recess, Paul and defense attorney Martin Ellison worked out a plea agreement. That was on Thursday. On Friday, Cornell entered an Alford plea in which he didn't admit guilt. He briefly held his infant daughter in his manacled hands and walked, smiling, out of the courtroom. Public opinion, as revealed by the reaction of a substantial portion of the members of the jury called to try the charges on December 16th, is not supportive of the state's marijuana law and appeared to prevent any conviction from being obtained simply because an unbiased jury did not appear available under any circumstances, according to the plea memorandum filed by his attorney. A mutiny, said Paul. Bizarre, said defense attorney. In his nearly 30 years as a prosecutor and judge, Deschamps said he's never seen anything like it. I think it's outstanding, John Masterson, who heads Montana Normal, said when told of the incident. The American populace over the last 10 years or so has begun to believe in a majority that assigning criminal penalties for the personal use of marijuana is an unjust and a stupid use of government resources. Masterson is hardly an unbiased source. On the other hand, prosecutor, defense attorney, and judge all took note that some of the potential jurors expressed that same opinion. I think it's going to become increasingly difficult to seat a jury in marijuana cases, at least the ones involving a small amount, Deschamps said. The attorneys and the judge all noted Missoula County's approval in 06 of Initiative 2, which required law enforcement to treat marijuana crimes as their lowest priority, and also of the 2004 approval of a statewide medical marijuana ballot initiative. All three noticed the age of the members of the jury pool who objected. A couple looked to be in their 20s, a couple in their 40s, but one of the most vocal was in her 60s. It's kind of a reflection of society as a whole on the issue, said Deschamps, which begs a question, he said. Given the fact that marijuana use became widespread in the 60s, most of those early users are now in late middle age and fast approaching elderly. All right, guys, don't call us elderly, even if I am on the tail end of that age group. Is it fair, Deschamps wondered, in such cases to insist upon impaneling a jury of hardliners who object to all drug use, including marijuana? I think that poses a real challenge in proceeding, he said. Are we really seating a jury of their peers if we just leave people who are militant on the subject? I agree with that. Although the potential jurors in the Cornell case quickly focused on the small amount of marijuana involved, the original allegations were more serious, that Cornell was dealing, hence a felony charge of criminal distribution of the dangerous drugs. Now, this kid has a long record, which is one of the reasons why they were trying to ram them with this case as well. This is another example of why we believe you go in, you plead not guilty with or without an attorney. In most cases, it's better to have somebody who knows how to file the stuff and do the stuff for you, because most people, unfortunately, do have jobs and can't do it themselves. And that's what the attorney's job is for. The fact is, though, if you plead not guilty and ask for a jury in places that you can, because sometimes you only can get the judge, and then you're screwed probably. If you ask for that jury, you're going to end up with cases like this, and it's no different from jury nullification. If it had gone to trial and the jury had been seated, they could have done the same thing, and they would have then been nullifying that case.
The rule with that is, if you're facing actual jail time, they have to provide you with a jury trial.
That's right.
I mean, if he's saying it's only going to be a fine, you might be fighting a losing cause.
Then you can't. Yeah. But I think even in Kentucky, though, where you can face jail time, I think...
Yeah, as long as there's jail time.
You can ask for a jury. Okay. I know there's some discrepancies depending on county, state, cities, whatever. So, depending on where you live, that's why everybody, whether or not they hire an attorney, should consult with somebody in the area that discusses this kind of stuff. And, of course, we have attorneys here. So if you guys need help, we also have Gatewood in Kentucky that can do some advising. And, of course, you can always go call your local bar associations. You can also go to normal.org. They have lawyers listed on their site from around the country and other places. We're not telling you need an attorney. If you're savvy enough to face a judge and a prosecutor and a jury to plead your case, by all means, do it yourself and save your money.
All right. You can always go to AskALawyer.com.
That's right. Thank you. You can also do that. But some people aren't inclined to want to know this stuff or don't have the time. People sometimes just don't have the time. So that's what the lawyers are for.
There's a quote that goes back to the Holocaust. I won't quote it, but, when it's you, it's a different story. When it's your friends or people you don't know, you didn't stand up and do anything. Now, find yourself in those circumstances, it starts becoming personal.
That's right. That's right. So it's one of the things that we want people to understand. The whole point is that Berman likes to point out, and I totally agree, is don't just go to the court and lay down. If you have a way of fighting
Absolutely.
If if it was an illegal search, don't lay down, whatever. Look within the law to fight your case and make them spend money, although that is tax dollars, and I don't want our tax dollars spent that way, but what better way to put a crunch on your county and in your city but then to make them spend money on this drug war? But then, of course, what are they going to do? They're going to want to go out and make more, so it's a vicious cycle we're in, isn't it? Addiction to the military, police, and prison industrial complex. Well, on to better things. Again, we're going to come back, and I've got big news coming out of Radio Land for you, but right now we're going to cut to a quick little message from Natural Choice, and then, of course, Mr. Chief Greenbud, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Trey.
Hi, this is Crash.
And we're from Natural Choice. And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City.
WVQC-LP Cincinnati.
On 95.7 FM and WVQC.org.
The voice of the Queen City.
Low power to the people. I'm so high right now.
Well, it's Christmas time again. I've been calling all my friends. Well, there ain't no weed to buy, so I won't be getting high unless I smoke these seeds and stems. I called my old friend Mike. He asked me what I'd like. I'd like to find some Christmas pot. I enjoy smoking a lot in this town so fucking dry. A Christmas without weed. Like the bulbs without the tree. The bowl without the dough is like a sleigh without the snow. Can someone help me, please? Now the snowflakes start to fall. Still can't find no weed at all. Not a nickel or a dime. I'm running out of time, and I've started to withdraw. A Christmas without weed is like the bulbs without the tree. A bowl without the dough. Like a sleigh without the snow. Can someone help me, please? Well, dear Santa, won't you bring to me
big old sack of weed. Well, I'll be good next year, I swear. If you could find some pot to spare, and you could help a friend in need. Christmas without weed is like the bulbs without the tree. A bowl without the dough is like a sleigh without the snow. Can someone help me, please? Santa, don't you care? I've been pulling out my hair. Could you bring some pot to me?
That's right. Somebody bring me some pot. Oh, you got the pot over there. You're rolling it up already. Of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I'm the Happy Hemptress. Burn Man's over there rolling the pot. And, of course, Mr. Personality's sitting by. And just so you know, although he's taking a break tomorrow, next week, the Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsbury Bakery will be bringing back the now real Chef Pot Nash, the Dope Boy.
Samples.
Hopefully. He's a real graduate now, and a real chef, pastry chef. He's a real pastry chef. We've got a book coming out and everything. And so Chef Pot and Hash, the Dope Boy, will be back next week. And but tomorrow, lots of headlines that I'm going to get to, of course, coming out of Israel, New Orleans, the UK, Philly, Brazil, Mexico still, and many, many other places. And but very quickly, this is something I want to touch on very quickly. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, but this is big news for not only our station, but many other low-power stations. The Senate joined the House in passing the Local Community Radio Act. Thousands of community groups rejoice at new opportunity for local-owned media. I'll read this very quickly and then talk more about it tomorrow. This is out of D.C. Today, a bill to expand community radio nationwide, the Local Community Radio Act, passed the Senate thanks to the bipartisan leadership of Senators, get this, Maria Cantwell, Democrat from Washington, and none other than John McCain, Republican of Arizona. How's that for having a Santa Claus in our lap with John McCain? Blew me away. This follows Friday afternoon's passage of the bill in the House of the Representatives, led by Mike Doyle, Democrat of Pennsylvania, and Lee Terry, Republican of Nebraska. The bill now awaits the president's signature. What that means, folks, is sometime in the future we can go louder and maybe even a different frequency. We don't know. We'll see. But you can bet Media Bridge is here, and WVQC Radio will be on top of it so we can get a better signal, folks, because that is what that bill means. In the meantime, it is low power to the people, radio for the people, by us and other people at WVQC LP Cincinnati. And we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Birdman,
see you tomorrow.
Mr. Personalities.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com.
Me green, please.
Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQC-LP is Jay Allday with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.